Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's show. I am so excited to introduce you to the special guest that we have today to help you to take back your health, to detox your body, and to boost your immune system in very simple, natural ways so that you can begin to live a vibrant life from here on in. Whether or not you've been taking care of your body or you've been exposed to toxins and chemicals, today's show is going to be a valuable resource for you to begin to do all these things and live a vibrant life. My guest today is Nancy Peduti, who is a retired nurse and has a master's in NHH and has worked about 15 years as a volunteer hospital chaplain. She has extensive experience in the natural medicine field and also is an avid researcher and has compiled, I think, over 200 documents regarding some of the things that's going on in our world today and some of the areas that are really pertinent for you as a kingdom-minded person to be able to get in the know about so that you can walk in truth and allow the light to shine through you in a much greater way. So welcome, Nancy.
Thank you so much, Lisa. It's a pleasure.
I'm excited to have you on the show today. But before we get into some of those very practical things that people can do to take back their health in very simple ways in terms of building their immune system, I'd love it if you'd share with my listeners what you do, kind of what your background is, and how you got into doing what you do today.
All right. When I was in nurses training many, many years ago, the Eli Drug Company, Eli Lilly, took the nurses training school group over to Indianapolis, Indiana, and they took us through their pharmacy factory and showed us all kinds of things, including little animals being worked on. And I was bold enough to say, well, aren't they hurting? And they said, oh, no, nothing wrong. Fast forward to a couple of years later, and I was married to a young medical student. They took the entire class, which was about 15 of us, by bus up to New York City. They wined us and dined us. We ate at Luchow's German restaurant and Mamaleone's Italian restaurant. We saw the Rockettes in a couple of Broadway shows. They took us up then to their factory in Canada, showed us around up there, then took the entire class into a very fancy conference room and said, there were about 15 students in the class, and they offered us a contract. They said, if you will only do our pharmaceuticals and sign the contract, we will pay your way through medical school. One student took them up on that.
Wow.
In many days, there was the thought that better living through chemistry. And I've been a researcher all my life. My background is in nursing. I had a 3-year program. I was also have a master's in natural health and healing. And I have studied for literally decades about health and healing from a natural perspective, because I had chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia hit me all at once about close to 40 years ago.
Wow.
By doing natural things, I've completely overcome the chronic fatigue syndrome. And I live with and manage very, very well fibromyalgia without medication. I've learned to be able to compensate. Some of it's still there. If my husband happens to pump his bony feet into my legs, I know, they still have the problem. But it does not hold me back. And whatever I need to do, I can do very well. So that was the background of why I became so interested in this. And when I was a kid, my grandmother and I used to do puzzles together. And I was, as a teenager, I was reading every mystery that Mary Roberts Rinehart or Agatha Christie wrote. So I have this ability that the Lord has developed over the years to put pieces of puzzles together to be able to see how they fit. And so when we talk about detox, there's many forms of detox. You can detox for cancer. You can detox for immune system control. Mm. Detox for molds and chemical toxicity. So there's a lot of different forms of detox. Mm. And right now, what is happening in America today and in the world, in fact, is we're in a chemical soup. And it's not better living by chemistry. It's really, we have to learn to compensate and to detox our bodies, and almost every adult needs to detox in one way or another.
So okay, I'm just going to interrupt you for 1 second here, Nancy. What you said there, we're in a chemical soup. Can you elaborate on that a little bit more? What do you see as created that chemical soup?
Well, it's been a gradual acceptance of better living by chemistry. And so it's into the food system. It's into our water with fluoride and other chemicals. It's into the air we breathe with different types of exposures that are happening worldwide. For instance, in China, they burn coal. And so the mercury from that wafts over our country, especially on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. So everywhere you look, there are chemicals there. Many of them are in our food or in the supply chain or in our chemical or cosmetics that we put on our body. So learning how to prevent exposure, for instance, our skin is a very absorptive organ. It will take in whatever we put on it or are exposed to. And so one thing we need to do is there's detox baths, for instance, different kinds of detox baths, but there's a particular one that I can give you a formula for that will help to pull things out. So I don't know where
I think that will be actually, yes, let's just, before we go there, because I think that would be a very helpful, practical tip or recipe for some people, because I've had conversations with individuals recently who have, for example, taken the mandate and the injection that has been offered to people. And again, listen, listeners, if you're listening, it's not about whether or not you've taken it or you haven't taken it. It's about whether or not you are concerned that your health is in jeopardy right now, and if there's something going on in your body that you need help with. And so we're here to just, what I wanted to do today was have Nancy on to help people to where they are concerned that they have, for example, injected something in their body that may have been toxins, that may have been poisonous, and now they're concerned about their health, that there are some things that you can do to detox. And so I would love you to share that. And I think that from the perspective of some of the, let me just say, some of the elements that might be in that injection may have an adverse effect on your body, whether it be right now or long term. And so it's well within your interest to really kind of look at that and say, okay, how can I today start to take care of my body, take back my health to prevent certain things from happening? It's not a foolproof recipe, but it's like anything else. Prevention is the best form of medicine. So please do that. Please share with us that detox bath.
Well, this is just the bare basics of what a person needs to do for the protocol. But what you would start out with is a tub full of fairly hot water. You don't want to burn yourself. And so you would use a cup of borax, a cup of baking soda, a cup of sea salt or Himalayan salt or something like that. If you use table salt, it's got chemicals in that. So you don't want to do that. Then you would use a cup of bath therapy. It's a product that I think is still out there. It has kind of a green piney smell to it, and it actually helps with this. So salt, baking soda, Epsom salts, a cup of Epsom salts, which is magnesium sulfate. Most people are deficient in magnesium anyhow, and it will help with, say, muscle spasms and things of this sort. It's a relaxer. So you would soak in this up to your chin as long as you can comfortably do it, and then immediately go to the shower and rinse everything off thoroughly without soap. Use a salt, like a Himalayan or a sea salt, a scrub. And make sure you rinse off thoroughly. When you dump the tub, you need to use rubber gloves and a long-handled brush, because toxins will come out of the skin as well as going into the skin. And you also want to make sure that you're taking water during the process. And you can also have a diffuser in there with eucalyptus and oregano oil, which are both of them detoxifiers. So this is like a protocol that can be helpful in just one way. Mm-hmm. But then there's saunas. An infrared sauna is helpful, yes, because it pulls it out. again, the perspiration is going to have toxins in it. So you hit the shower again and thoroughly clean it off without soap, again, using salts.
Just want to pause there for one moment before you go on. With the bath detox that you just mentioned, how often should someone do that?
Well, you can do it as often as once a week. You know, we all have busy lives and most people don't have time to do that kind of thing. If you do it weekly in the beginning, you could begin to taper off because, you know, eventually you'll have some of the stuff taken out. However, this is just the basics.
Sure.
You know? And actually, to take care of the problem, you have to know what's in the protocol. And what I have looked at and researched, believe me, I've got almost 200 articles in my COVID.
in your file. Your special dossier for 2020.
These include researchers, for instance, the man who formulated the mRNA formula said you should never use it on children and you shouldn't probably use it on humans.
Yes, yes.
There's all kinds of information. Dr. Carrie Medjev, M-E-D-I-V, I-V, she has actually had microscopic examinations. She has a laboratory in which she has actually seen what is in this. And you don't really know how to detox until you know what you're dealing with. And some of what we're dealing with is for instance, years ago, you'd get, babies would just get maybe 5 or 6 shots, so to say. And then they would always do an adjuvant. And an adjuvant is something that will stimulate the body in such a way that the body reacts to that so that it forces whatever's in the vaccine into the body. And so here are some of the adjuvants: aluminum, which can cause tangles in the brain; mercury, which is a total toxin to the brain tissues. And so they would say, oh, well, this is just small enough, it won't hurt anything. Well, the problem is right now, babies are getting lots of vaccines in the first few months or year of their lives. And so now they're trying to do children. There was a pharmacy in Virginia who accidentally gave 5-year-olds the protocol for teenagers and they dismissed it. Oh, we're sorry. Nothing's going to go wrong. It's okay. Well, I'm sorry. If you know what's in these things, it's everything from saline. Some people are just getting saline injections. Well, of course, they're not going to have a problem. However, other things, graphene oxide is one of the big components, and that's a particular, it's like a honeycomb structure that carries toxins in with it into the human body. And so then when it's in there, it's going to go into the mitochondria and begin to change the DNA. And there's like a whole chemical understanding of how these things work, which I will not go into, but just sufficient to know if you know what's in it, then we know how to counterbalance it. So you've got graphene oxide, you've got a hydrogel that is around some of these substances. And that hydrogel is not only toxic itself, but it has a layer effect. And again, I won't go into the chemistry of all this, but some of them have found, Dr. Curry found parasites, deadly parasites that were in some of them. There have been, she also found something that actually was activated and moved. And so they have found that they've connected DNA into some kind of an insect. And again, this is fairly new information to me, so I can't tell you all of it. But so, okay, how do we deal with parasites? How do we deal with toxic things? How do we deal with stuff that has seemed to have a life of its own? And, you know, they're talking about transhumanism and injecting people, connecting them to computers. So, okay, we'll look at what can we do. First of all, parasites. You know, parasites, in order to detox, you're going to have to protect your liver. So I'm going to give you some herbs that will be helpful. Well, let me go back. Last year, about April of 2020, I came down with COVID before we knew what it was. And so we did not have the protocols that we have today. So I just simply put together what I knew to do from my background. So this is what I did. I did vitamin A, which is fish oil. And that helps the immune system. I did vitamin B complex because that helps with the nervous system and also helps in the process where there's like, you know, I could just do a lecture itself just on B complex and what it does in the body. Vitamin C, I took with B complex, I took twice a day, 50 milligrams. With vitamin C, I took 500 milligrams two times a day and then built up to being able to take four times a day because some people get a GI distress from that. Vitamin D3 is very, very important. You can get it from the sun, but if you scrub off with gels or things of that sort, it won't penetrate through. But its job is to irradiate the cholesterol in the skin cells and form its own vitamin D3, which is then helpful for your immune system and your thinking processes, etc. I also took with that, you need to have vitamin K2. And the reason is that if you're taking calcium into your body and you don't have D3 and K2, the calcium can be deposited in the arteries of the brain and the heart, and so you can form plaques from that. However, the vitamin K2 formula with D3 and DL or D anything else is not the same. They will say in cereals, oh, we've got vitamin D2. Well, I'm sorry, that's not the kind the body recognizes.
Interesting.
To detox that. So then I put together everything hurt inside of me. You know, from my brain to my liver, my heart, my lungs, my kidneys. I was shocked. I've never had anything happen to me like that before, and I've been through a lot. So I went through organ by organ what to do. And the B complex helps the brain. The C helps detox the brain, helps with reducing swelling and things of that sort. So then I took OSHA for the lungs. And OSHA itself is a bitter herb, but it does help lung function. And I can't, again, I'm not going to go into the technology of how all these things help. Then I took hawthorn for the heart. It's very cardioprotective in many different ways. It can also help people with AFib and things of this sort. I took dandelion root and a milk thistle for the liver. I took corn silk and uva ursi for the kidneys. And I took a lot of fluids. I did my immune soup. Then you look at the minerals, okay? You need to have zinc. And they don't talk about this aspect, but if you don't take copper with your zinc, you can get an imbalance in those two.
Oh, wow.
You need a higher ratio of zinc than you do of copper, but they're both micronutrients, not macro. And so calcium and potassium and magnesium would be your macronutrients. But with these, you have to balance. So what I did was I took a liquid vitamin mineral supplement, and I learned later to mix that with, it's very green. And so I learned to mix that with Kavita, which is a probiotic drink, and you need probiotics to deal with the whole GI tract. But, you know, the problem is that if people go to the store and buy things of yogurt, the yogurt is going to, most of them have sweetener in it. So that sweetener is actually going to depress the immune system. When I taught for my son's fifth grade class many years ago, I said, sugar actually puts your immune cells to sleep. That's not technically, but in a sense, what it does is coats it over with a fatty substance so that they don't work. And so it's, normally it would glom onto a virus and gobble it up. But if it's, you know, if it's got a waxy substance around it, it can get near, but it can't do its job. So in a liquid mineral substance, sleep was a problem. So I use a homeopathic remedy called Calms Forte. Magnesium also helps, but with some people in the evening time, it'll make their mind more alert. And so, you know, you can do an Epsom salt foot soak, and that would give you it without stimulating the brain over much. So there are like all these different things. Now, you know, he's not a doctor, David Wolf, they call him Avocado because he has an avocado ranch in Hawaii. This is a man who has done a lot of research in all of these and formulated a protocol. So some of the things that he recommends have to do with mushrooms. We're not talking magic mushrooms. We're just saying mushrooms have substances in the body that help to strengthen the immune system and help the body to detox. Mm-hmm. They're good for the brain too, by the way. And so it would be, that was one of them. Licorice root was another. You have to be a little bit careful with licorice root because it will raise the blood pressure. And so, you know, if a person has low blood pressure, there's no problem there. But if they're on blood pressure medication, you probably wouldn't take that herb. So he has many things in his protocol. And I also, I think I sent you different people who have formulated different protocols that are very helpful.
Yeah. And I'm going to put that up here, and so that people can take a screenshot of it. Let me just see where I've put that, so that there will be, let me just put that up here. I'm just going to share that briefly here. That way people can take a screenshot. So here's a screenshot of some different places that you can go or search on the internet, Google, in terms of people who have different protocols for detoxing, building your immune system, and so on. Okay. So there you go. We'll stop that.
There are, for instance, essential oils. Dr. Zelensky is one of the experts in that. Dr. Josh Axe is another one who's expert in that.
Oh, really? Dr. Zelensky does the essential oils as well? I didn't realize that.
Oh, yes. He's got a book out on it. And, you know, I've been following him and his lovely wife for a number of years now. There are all kinds of people with all kinds of things, and most of them all agree on some of the same type of things. Mm-hmm. One thing I added was L-lysine. L-lysine mm-hmm. is simply an amino acid, which is a protein building block. And what it does in the body is it prevents viruses from multiplying. And again, I don't know the technical way of which it works like that, but that was a big part of my protocol. I did 500 milligrams four times a day. And, you know, I do that with any time I come down with any kind of a cold or what have you, I immediately updo that. There's another one called oscillococcinum, which is another homeopathic remedy. And we keep it in the house all the time. At the first sign of any kind of sniffles or not feeling quite right, it acts in an energetic way. And, you know, our bodies are energetic. If you think about it, God is light. And so when he breathed into Adam, he breathed light into
exactly.
Him. And so, you know, these things work on a light basis. There's a Japanese doctor, his name escapes me at the moment, but I have his book in which he began to study how the structure of water, for instance, was changed by the words that we projected to it. Mm. And in freeze drying it, he was able to take the pictures of these and words like love had very beautiful pictures. Words like hate had ugly pictures. So the fact is that the energy of the body very much reacts. Like we get around certain people and say, oh, they have bad vibes.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they have bitterness in their life or unforgiveness or something like that, which is a dark substance, a darkness inside of the cells. And so when we're around people like that, we begin to feel what is inside of them. So, and Jesus was an expert at this. He knew all about how to do that. He was always knowing what was in people's hearts, minds, souls, and spirits.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when we learn how to do the proper energetics for our body, for instance, red light therapy is one of the helpful healing type of things. Being out in the sun is helpful in healing. It helps to reset the pineal gland with the melatonin. So there are like all these things that happen in the body. There are cascades. The body talks to us, each other. You know, and the mind and the emotions and the heart and the, you know, physical body, et cetera. In fact, that I have built a program on that called Christian Vitality Coaching, in which I work with people in the physical, the mental, emotional, and the spiritual. I've worked with at least 10 people in that and had rather extraordinary results if you count what they have to say about it.
Mm-hmm, fantastic. And fresh air, what role does fresh air play?
Listen,
oxygen.
You know, the red blood cells carry oxygen, but if they are toxic because of the stuff that's being put into their body, mm-hmm. they can't carry the oxygen. And some of what this so-called protocol does is it actually prevents the red blood cells from picking up the oxygen, and it will therefore cause the blood to clump, which is causing the clotting that we've been having. And so there's just repercussions all through the body with all of these different aspects. Another thing that I use is propolis. Propolis is a substance that comes from the beehive. And what its origin is the buds on trees have a waxy coating that protects the bud. And, you know, it starts in the fall, and there's that waxy coating, which it will allow it to hold and maintain until spring when it's ready for it to manifest. And the bees collect that and take it to the hive, and it's antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. And so it helps to protect then the hive. So one of the things it does is it also helps to either kill directly viruses and bacteria, or it, again, prevents them from multiplying. So these are just some of the protocol issues that people can do.
That's so good. Now, I just want to make a distinction here, because at different points, Nancy has said the word protocol and put up her fingers here, which is a different protocol than a protocol to detox. And so we'll use that as a mandate or a measure that's been imposed, an imposed mandate or protocol to get well, as opposed to a natural way to get well in terms of the protocols. And, you know, for some people who are listening today, it might seem like, oh, that's a lot. Like, where do I start? And I think what you said was really key in terms of understanding, first of all, what is it that you want to be detoxing from? What are you wanting to detox from? Is it something that has been injected in your body? Or is it from the actual, like you just said, if you actually came down with the virus itself, the flu-like symptoms, then you want to take care of that in a way that's going to be commensurate with that. And sometimes it's just good old fashioned common sense, right? In terms of that. And, but that if you have extra issues, to be able to just to really boost your immune system, which is contrary to what a lot of pharmaceuticals, or let me just say, and I'm not against modern day medicine, but sometimes modern day medicine kind of just treats the symptoms, which actually suppresses your immune system and then leaves you more vulnerable at the end. And so it's important to recognize that if you have had other forms of medication that may have suppressed your immune system. For example, my husband ended up in the hospital with the virus, and because it got into his lungs, he got pneumonia, but they put him on a steroid and some drugs that actually suppressed his immune system. And so, you know, we had to kind of combat that afterwards to build his immune system. So sometimes we don't realize the impact some of those things have on us, even long-term, and what make us more vulnerable in the end. So what Nancy is saying here, I think, is really key is, first of all, identifying what is it that you are detoxing from or you're wanting to address in your body. And then I think the other part of it is that, you know, there's some things that can be bought off the shelf, on the shelf in a health food store, but some that you mentioned, it's best to consult with, especially in terms of dosing and everything in terms of that, it's best to consult with either a naturopath or a homeopathic. Is that correct?
Yes, it definitely is. If you look back at the origins of the pharmaceutical industry, it really was tied to the chemical industry. Mm-hmm. And Pfizer, who is one of the biggies, also makes Centrum. So all of the Centrum things, usually they're made from petroleum products, which the body doesn't recognize. Wow. And they used to, I'm assuming that sometimes they still do coat them with carnauba wax, is what you use on your car. And so therefore they pass through and are called bedpan bullets. And so we have to be very aware that not all vitamins are created equal. And I have found that it's better to get a liquid or better to get a capsule, a gel cap, because with tablets, they're not always absorbed or, you know, used by the body. And in the chemical industry, then, when they were formulating this, they came into the medical schools, gave big grants to them and said, let us be on the board and see how you're using our money. And then after that, there came to be, let's try this product and let's try this product. Mm. So schools were originally very eclectic in being able to understand homeopaths and herbalists and chiropractic and osteopathic and all of the different, and many of them had energy type of understandings. And so they then begin to suppress those things in favor of the escalation of finances in the industry. And so here we are today, where it's take a pill for a symptom, but it suppresses a whole cascade of whatever else is happening in the body. So what you really want to do is, if you have a symptom, say to yourself, well, what's the cause? Did I expose myself to something? Did I eat something? You know, what is the cause? And then you look at trying to deal with inside of the body what it needs to. God made us so that we could heal ourselves.
Yes.
Not that we are doing the healing ourselves,
no. But
the body itself is created that way. And so we want to assist that with natural means in whatever possible way.
Yeah.
So herbs are a good thing. Natural substances are a good thing. Water, we have to have a certain amount of purified water. You know, water out of the tap has a lot of toxins in it. And chlorine is one, and so is fluorine. And those are both halogen substances, which in themselves are toxic to cells of the body.
Wow.
You know, they talk about fluoridating water. Well, one of the aspects of that is long-term, it weakens the bones. And so you need to understand, what does the body really need? It needs natural substances, air.
Yeah.
People stay inside a lot, especially during the past couple of years. So they're not getting out to get the sun's effect on their body cells and on their brain. They're not getting the breathing in a pure air. And if it's toxic outside, get air cleaners in your house. We have sometimes had to have one in every room of the house.
Wow.
You know, in order to have it. And sometimes you need a humidifier, sometimes you need a dehumidifier,
depending
on where you're living.
Yeah.
And sleep is very important. You know, what kind of mattress are you using? Have electronics in your bedroom, or especially near your head. All of these things play a role. And the 5G that they're trying to put out there is definitely very toxic to the body. So we need to learn how to detox and to protect ourselves in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So it's coming back to what's going on and what do you really need is important to know.
That's so good. Now, I want to pick up on something here before we go to, we're going to give our listeners one of your proprietary powerhouse immunity soup recipes that they can do, which I just love. And then we're going to tell them where they can get more information about your Christian Vitality Coaching Program. Looking at Nancy, she looks very healthy, very vibrant, has a vitality about her. And you wouldn't be able to guess her age, probably. And she is just a walking testament of her own program and her own advice. Because do you mind me telling them your age? She is 84, correct?
You're right.
84. And look how vibrant and energetic she is. I just love it. What an inspiration, Nancy. So obviously you walk the walk and talk the talk in terms of you do both, and it's showing up in your life as well. And so that's the kind of thing that I think is really important for people to understand. It's establishing habits. It's never too late to establish good habits. And yes, it could take time, but again, if you're committed to creating a lifestyle that's going to actually promote well-being and health long-term, then today is a good day to start and take some of what Nancy has said and what we're going to share with you in a few minutes and just begin to build on it. Even if you take one thing, begin to maybe go and find out some good vitamins to take. Look at the vitamins that you take and say, okay, are these, maybe I need to get better vitamins, ones that are more effective and not just one thing, then add to it. Just continue to do that and check out some of the resources that we'll have listed down below as well. One thing I wanted to hone in on a little bit more, and probably for selfish reasons, because I just mentioned about my husband had been in the hospital with pneumonia, but I know a lot of people who have, because of the current effect this virus has, it is a respiratory virus. It attacks the respiratory system. So I'm wondering if you could just give a little snippet of what someone could do, whether they've had the virus or they've had some respiratory impact because of that and what they can do to now build their lungs so that it's functioning at a higher capacity.
Well, there are a lot of different things, and the powerhouse immunity soup will have like a basic structure that can be very helpful to all body tissues. The lungs are particularly vulnerable. Vitamin A is a specific for mucous membranes. So that's the eyes in the internal workings of your capillaries and in your lungs, especially. And so that's in fish oils. Most people don't eat that much fish, and certainly sardines are not the most favorite food of most people, but
I
I enjoy it too. But you want to have, like, say, a beta carotene. Your bright color fruits and vegetables break down into retinol, which is the form that the body recognizes in the body. And so, if you do blender drinks or juice your brightly colored things, use things that you wouldn't normally eat naturally, kale, broccoli, carrots, a little bit of apple, all of these kind of things, all of those carotenoids will form into the types of retinols and other
Nice.
substances in the body that can be helpful. Another thing that you can do is look up through Dr. Zelinsky or Dr. Axe and see what essential oils are helpful for the lungs. For instance, excuse me, oregano oil is antibacterial and antiviral. Eucalyptus. The ladies who used to do cleaning in high-rise apartments and businesses never came down with anything. And they asked them what their secret was. They said, "Well, we carry a handkerchief around that's saturated with eucalyptus oil. And when we go in these different places, we sniff it and we never get sick."
Wow, that's so good. Well, let me show. I'm just going to share my screen now and show the viewers. And for those who are just listening, you can't see, it will be listed down below. And I'm going to show you Nancy's Powerhouse Immunity Soup. So, again, if you are watching this and you can see it, then you can take a screenshot of it. So this is Nancy's Powerhouse Immunity Soup, and it is a copyright, so just keep that in mind. And here it is. And maybe you can explain some. I know that in the notes you've given me, and I didn't put in all of the notes, I just put the ingredient list here. You had a few little instructions as to why this was so important. So why don't you go through it and just kind of fill in the gaps here for us?
First of all, you should not be cooking with aluminum pots at all, period. I won't go into why. But you start out with a large crock pot or large cooking pot, and you use apple cider vinegar if you use it with chicken that has cartilage, such as the legs or the wings or the breastbone. What it does is it pulls a substance out called mucopolysaccharides. It's very strengthening to the immune system. And if you use onions and garlic, they both contain sulfur, but garlic contains a rare mineral that most people have never even heard of. It's called germanium, and it's a specific for the immune system to help it. Your carrots, and again, your brightly colored veggies, you could throw kale in here or other things if you want to, converts to vitamin A, which helps with immunity. Ginger is a great immune boost. Booster and it can quiet nausea because some people have, with some of the effects, have had some nausea. Pregnant women, you often will do ginger tea. If you do the real ginger, just scrape the skin gently. You don't have to cut it off and pare it down because a lot of nutrients are in skin, but sometimes there are also toxins depending on what kind of fertilizers they've used. So scrape it gently, clean it off. Raw turmeric is also another thing that's very, very helpful. And then you can do a mixture of mushrooms. Shiitake and miitake are both very helpful for the immune system. And you can mix in lion's mane or other kinds of things. Even white mushrooms have certain nutrients that are helpful. Throw in some bella mushrooms or other things. You can do a mixture in there. Extra virgin olive oil has been so helpful to the human body that people, there was a doctor whose husband had Alzheimer's. And she began giving him tablespoonfuls of extra virgin olive oil a couple, two or three times a day. And it helped arrest the disease and brought back some of his cognitive function. The fats are very needed You need good fats because they protect the immune system, but they also help with the roller bandage that's around the nerves, and it helps the communication in the brain. So that's another important factor. And then basically, you want to have a proper salt. If you do the table salt, they have pouring agents in it and other types of things that your body does not recognize and does not need. It tries to detoxify it. And when I was teaching the class on sugar to the fifth graders, one of the things that at that time that they did to purify sugar was they ran it over charcoal beef bones, and the charcoal pulls substances out. So that's another factor that we can use in helping our body. David Wolf actually sells a product called C60. And it's a carbon structure that has like 60 other carbon structures attached to it. And each one of those is able to take the toxins out of the body. One of its products is reasonable. One is very, very expensive. And you have to make your own decisions about which one you want to do. So there are all kinds of things available and coming out. There's something called a MedVet.
Right.
And it works on an electronic basis with the body to reestablish it. One of the things I do, I'm here in my office on a tile floor, barefoot. And what that does, it wouldn't work if you're on the third floor or what have you. If you're on the ground floor, it does. But there's a current of energy in the earth itself. They call this grounding or earthing. And there's a heart doctor, famous heart doctor, Dr. Sinatra, who actually recommends this kind of thing all the time. It helps to keep the body in balance with the current of the earth rather than the current of the world system.
Yes. Wow. 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 You have given us so much valuable, critical information. Thank you so much and we definitely have to have you back. I feel like we need to do a whole series on this. There's just so much. But I know that you have given some really good direction to some people if they're looking at ways to be able to detox their body from either from having taken the injection or if they're being around people who have. That's another whole area as well that is concerning to some people. And so, or if you've had the virus and you've had been on medication that maybe you just need to boost your immune system, or if you've when you do have it, or if you have symptoms. So thank you so much for that. Now I want to let our listeners know how they can get in touch with you, or if you have a link or something for your Christian Vitality coaching program, I would love to be able to let them know where they can find that.
If they're interested in more contact with me, if they friend me, the women can join Nancy's Rest Stop, which, I give health and inspiration type of things there daily, sometimes twice a day, depending on the day.
This is in Facebook?
Facebook.
So just Nancy Paduti, and then you can invite them to the group? Okay.
Right.
Perfect.
And if they want my email address, it's just npaduti@gmail.com.
Okay.
You know, this, I actually write a health newsletter for people in Florida. And I suspect that I might be able to do a talk down there when we go back in January. So people who are in Palm Bay or Melbourne area who might want to connect with me, we could maybe do it in that way. So there's a lot of things that are coming up.
Yes.
I would probably at some time do a Rumble account and maybe even some other types of things. Let's just
sure. Say. Yes. Because I know that you have a lot of resources and a lot of information that you have been collecting, like you said, 200 over the years and particularly over the last couple of years here, I'm sure, to be able to really help people to unravel and to understand what exactly is going on in the world and how we as believers even need to be in the know so that we can walk in the light, walk in the truth, so we're not taken in by anything of the enemy that might be perverting things or twisting truth or withholding information so that we can walk in the light and act accordingly. Correct? All right. Well, thank you so much, Nancy. What a joy to have you here. And I definitely will have to have you back. I will post all the links down below of what we discussed today, as well as your where they can find out more information about you and your Facebook, as well as the coaching program that you offer. So thank you so much. Thank you everyone for joining us today. We look forward to connecting with you again real soon. Have a wonderful day. And remember that your voice is a vehicle for transformation, and only you can deliver the message that God has put on your heart to deliver. So I want to encourage you, do whatever it takes to not shrink back, but to stand with confidence and speak with boldness the message that God has put on your heart, so that other people will understand and be transformed. Have a great day, everyone.